Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Preaching, oh. loves you so much, so he gave his life for you. That is why we're preaching, that's the reason for the cross. Could you be loved? Could you be loved? Could you be loved? Could you be loved? So go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go somewhere, preach somewhere. Go to America, go somewhere. Go to Nigeria, preach somewhere. Go to Malaysia, go somewhere. Go to India, preach somewhere. Go to Choco, go somewhere. Go to Mamobi, preach somewhere. Go to Adenta, go somewhere. Go to Madin, preach somewhere. Go ye, go somewhere. From the Lord, Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Do you want to hear it? I've got a message from the Lord. Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Do you want to hear it? Did I make a mistake when I called you? Should I have chosen another person or anointed another one? I wanna know if it all means nothing to you. What I am saying doesn't touch you. You don't care about my mission. The reason why I'm asking this question, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly. If I give my life to you, oh, will you give your life to me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood for you, oh, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? What is the point of showing so much love when I get so little feedback from the person I love so dearly? Do you know how long I've been waiting? Have I waited in vain for nothing? It seems like you never really love me. Oh, the reason why I am asking this question, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly. Yeah. If I give my heart to you, will you give your heart to me? And if I die for you, oh, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood for you, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh, what will you do with it? Oh, if I shed my blood for you, oh, 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 will you despise my blood? Will you treasure it? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Oh, whoever believes in Jesus should not perish but have new life. And God commanded his love toward us. Oh, and while we were yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross for sinners. The reason why I'm quoting these scriptures, it seems you've forgotten all about them. Jesus gave his life for you. Oh, will you give your life for him? And Jesus died for you. Will you die for him too? Jesus shed his blood for you. What will you do with it? Will you despise the blood? Or will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh, 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 will you tear it apart? Hey, hey. If I give my love for you, oh, oh, tell me, will you love me back? Will you love me back? Shall I turn my attention from you to an appreciative person who will not take my love for granted? I wanna know if it all means nothing to you. What I am saying doesn't touch you. You don't care about what I care for. The reason why I am speaking this way, you broke my heart and you took me for granted. If I give my heart to you, oh, will you give your heart to me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood, my precious blood for you, will you tear it apart? Or will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh, oh, will you tear it apart? Oh, oh, oh. If I give my heart to you, will you treasure it? Oh, oh, oh. If I give my heart, if I shed my blood for you, oh, oh,
oh. Amen. Are you having a great time? It's time for testimonies. Amen. How many of you are becoming wiser through the testimonies? This morning we have powerful testimonies. Please help me welcome Annabelle to share her testimony with us. Put your hands together as we welcome Annabelle.
Hi, my name is Annabelle Buachi from TF Center, and I'm a dancing star. My testimony is about how God delivered me from the spirit of depression. Some time ago, I was going through severe depression, and it was really bad. I was in torment. I had sleepless nights. It was very terrible, and I told a friend about it, and she invited me to church for the Stereotype Convention. And when I came, during the service, Bishop Saki was preaching about fighting the good fight, and getting to the end, he was praying for us, and he said, there are some people here, you are battling depression, you feel like killing yourselves, and he even gave an example, and I knew he was talking to me. So on that day, I gave my life to Christ, and then I joined the church, and I joined the dancing stars, and there's been so much joy, like there's so much mission in the church, and I really want to thank God for this. Thank you.
Please put your hands together for Annabelle. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Priscilla to share her testimony with us.
Hallelujah. My name is Priscilla Uso Abempa from Ashesi Center, and I'm part of the Aircom Stars. I want to thank God for delivering my mom from blindness and fibroid. Some months ago, my mom was told that she had fibroid and she had to go through surgery. And at the same time, she was also told that she could go blind in the next 5 years. So I was very worried. And I think a month ago, I came to church and I took the communion. And before we took the communion, Daddy was really praying for healing. And I believed it so much and I took it on behalf of my mom. And the week after, I went home and my mom told me that she went for tests during that same week. And she was told that she was healed. I mean, the fibroid was gone, so she didn't have to go through surgery. And at the same time, her eye too was fine. And I want to thank God so much for that. And I want to encourage everybody that the communion is very powerful. If you believe in it, it will help you. Amen.
Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for a powerful testimony? You are receiving your healing through the communion in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another ministration. Help me welcome Ida.
On a rock, and the rains will come down. Build your house on the rock, and the floods will come up. Build your house on the rock, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. Oh, strong. Hears my word and he keeps them. Whom shall I liken him to? He is like a man who built a house upon a rock. Oh yeah, upon a solid rock. I do not choose to build upon the easy sands of life. I will take my time and build upon a rock. So build your house on the rock, and the rains will come down. Build your house on the rock, and the floods will come up. You've got to build your house on the rock. The winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. He that hastens to be rich, oh, he has an evil eye. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Labor not to be rich. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and not your effort. Trust in the with all your heart and build your house on the rock, and the rains will come down. You've got to build your house on the rock, and the floods will come down. You've got to build your house on the rock. The winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong.
There was a
certain man, he had two sons. The younger said to him, give me my portion. I want to leave home now. So he began to have a lot of fun with many beautiful girls. But one day there was a crisis. The young man lost everything and he had to feed the pigs. No one gave to him, his whole life was destroyed. So what are you gonna do when the rains come down? What are you gonna do when the floods come up? Tell me, what are you gonna do when the wind blows on you? Will your house stand strong? And the rains will come down. Build your house on the rock, and the floods will come up. When you build your house on the rock, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong.
To my
my pastor and told him everything. That's what you gotta do. 'Cause of the way I was feeling deep down in my heart, I was falling. But my pastor said to me, if he loves you, he will not sleep with you. No, but he will love you and treat you right, 'cause love is patient and love is kind. And if he loves you, really loves you, he will wait for you until you marry. His way. Today I'm happy. Oh yeah. That I asked the question, is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Oh, is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Tell you what you need to do. Don't follow your feelings and the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. Do you want to know the question? Say, what kind of love is this? Hey, is it real? Is this love? Is this real? Is this love that I'm feeling? Oh, is this real? Is this love? Is this real? Is this love that I'm feeling? Because Jesus love, Jesus love, Jesus love is the love that you need. That he laid down his life for you. Is this love, love, love that I'm feeling? Is this love? Is this love? Willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. A soul is a soul that is precious to God. Maybe a lawyer, maybe maybe a farmer, maybe a teacher, maybe a soul and is precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and is precious to God. Soul is a soul and is precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and is precious to God.
I'm
to see the light. Father, thank you for today and thank you for your holy word that has come to us. Bless our hearts. Speak to us by your mighty, mighty spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, before you sit down, volumes, everybody, please. Before you sit down, I want you to pray that at the end of this service, and at the end of the word, your life will change levels. Because he sent his word and healed them. So whatever is wrong with your life is being healed today. So just lift your hand and pray for 1 minute that today will mark a special healing in your life. A change in your level. A change in level. A change in the level of whatever you are. This is not an ordinary service. It's a special encounter with God. It's not Sunday morning service, but it's an encounter with God and with his word. God is changing your life. Pray, everyone. Father, we thank you for your blessing, your word, and your power in our lives today, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you that no one here today is going to go away the same or at the same level that they came. Thank you for your power, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. It's a blessing to be here this morning and to see everyone. I was in America for a camp. Then I was in Ukraine for a program. And then I was in Israel for a meeting. How many know that First Love Church are going to Israel? You'll be there. Amen. You will be there. Amen. You will be there. Amen. 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 The only reason really why I feel you should go to Israel is basically to help you to understand the names in the Bible, the places. Because like you hear songs like Jesus, the man of Galilee. Then you hear in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Then you hear Jesus, Jerusalem. You don't know where these places are. Is it not the same thing? But they are actually different places. Because when you go to Israel, you realize that Galilee is like Takrady. And Jerusalem is like Accra. And Nazareth is also at Kufuredra. They are all far away. Those are still the names of the places. The names haven't changed. It's the same name that was there. So, your time of traveling is coming very soon. In Jesus' name. The prophecy you believe is the one that will happen.
Your feet will be walking in Tel Aviv Airport. And many other airports. Nothing can hold you back. You are a child of destiny. In Jesus' name. These words shall come to pass practically in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to begin a short series. All my series will not go more than 4 Sundays. That's the end, always. It will always end within 4. So, this one is called Eunuchs in the Palace. Eunuchs in the Palace. Eunuchs in the Palace. Isaiah 39. Eunuchs in the Palace. At the time, Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. Right? Now, Hezekiah was glad and showed them the house of his precious things. Don't forget, my topic is eunuchs in the palace. And I'm going to be sharing with you about this eunuchs in the palace for 4 Sundays. All right? So when it's finished, it's finished. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things. The silver, the gold, the spices, the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. And there was nothing in his house. Right? Take off that camera. Off. And then came Isaiah the prophet unto Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and all that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Verse 7. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Hallelujah. Now, this is one of the severe punishments given to the people of God, the people of Israel. A eunuch. To be a eunuch It's not a small thing. And many, many, many people have been eunuchs. Yes. Many, many people. It has been a practice for years to turn people into eunuchs. Once you are designated, there are a lot of eunuchs in China, Korea, India, and all over the world. And the eunuchs were special servants. Because they would not have a child, they didn't have very great ambitions to overthrow somebody or kill someone. So they were made docile, and they were made into humble servants, domestic servants especially. And they were often put in charge of women to look after them, to bath them, to help them, to do everything for them. Yes. Because they had no desire for women. Wow. So, a eunuch was also considered to be in a lower condition. It was in a lower status in life. And his life was completely changed by being made a eunuch. And he could not rise, never have a child, not bring forth anything great. He has nothing to fight for. He just lives in this world. And when it's over, it's over. So, Hezekiah was told that your sons are going to be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Now, this is not a blessing. It's not a good thing. Yes. And I don't even want to go further and tell you what they used to do in China when they were making somebody a eunuch in China. It's even wilder than a normal eunuch. Yes, Chinese eunuchs. It was even more terrible. Now, nobody must become or be a eunuch in the palace. A eunuch is an unproductive person. Yes. He's not bearing fruit of what he is. He's not becoming what he could have become. And has been permanently made barren and fruitless. That will never happen to you. And I'm preaching about this to show you what you will never become. Amen. By the power of God. Amen. Now, God has greater blessings for you. Now, you are in the palace. I'm your pastor. I'm your prophet. And listen, and you must not be eunuchs in this palace. I don't want to give birth to eunuchs. Spiritually eunuchs. Financial eunuchs. Academic eunuchs. And all types of eunuchs. Are you listening to me? You see, when God told Hezekiah, your sons will be eunuchs in the palace, he was telling him how, it's like telling a pastor how his members will be. That your members will not rise. Your people will not be great. They are being reduced to domestic servants, looking after prostitutes, women, wives, just, and they were, even any messenger, any kind of job, although some of the eunuchs became important, basically a eunuch was nothing. So when he tells you your seed are going to be like this, it's a very serious thing. So God is telling us that we must not turn out to be eunuchs in this church. Because it's a palace. There's the King of Kings. He's here. And it cannot be and should not be that as you are here, you turn out to be a eunuch in the palace. You don't amount to much. You don't become anything that God has intended for you to become spiritually, physically, financially, and every way. It breaks the heart of a father to see his children not having difficulty or having difficulty. It's very difficult for a parent. And it breaks the heart of a true pastor or a true minister who God has anointed to look after people, to see his people not doing well and becoming eunuchs. That's why he told him that this is the punishment I'm giving to you. Your children will be eunuchs in the palace. They'll be in the palace, but they'll be eunuchs. They'll be in the palace, but they'll be eunuchs. They'll be there, but they will be forever, permanently at a low level. That will never happen to you. In Jesus' name. Turn with me to Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Let's read from verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. So what God is saying here is that the seed of a man who fears the Lord, or is he, he's trying to say that the blessing is actually on the seed. The blessing is actually on the seed. So in verse 1, he says, blessed is a man that fears the Lord and keeps his commandments, delights in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty. So it's like the blessing is that the seed or the products, your seed is your product, your produce. What you bring forth will be mighty. You are declared mighty children. Amen. Now this, I'm only speaking to my children. If you are not one of my children, then I don't know much about you. His seed shall be mighty, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. So you are going to produce a generation of blessed people. A whole group of blessed people. Verse 3 says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. So, riches and wealth are part of the blessing of God on the seed of the mighty seed of those who come forth from the upright and from those who fear the Lord. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Receive it in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to learn something from the Bible. There are two types of things in the Bible. Things to understand and things to believe. A lot of things you can't explain. How will wealth and riches be in your house? I can't explain so much. You have to believe it. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Amen. A and his righteousness endureth forever. It goes with righteousness. When I have the opportunity, I will share with you about curse-free prosperity. Curse-free prosperity. Prosperity without curses. Most people are having prosperity with curses. So, God has a plan for the seed. The seed. So, all of you who are seed, my sons and my daughters and people that are offspring of me spiritually speaking, you are declared to be mighty children, and wealth and riches shall be in your house. So you shall not be eunuchs in the palace. Yeah. Ask your neighbor, are you going to be you'll be in the palace. Are you going to be in the palace and be a eunuch? Now, if you go through Psalms, Psalm 18, verse 50. It says, great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. So you see, the blessing is for the person and his seed. So those of you who see yourself as seed of me in this ministry, there is a blessing for you as well. Receive it in Jesus' name. Psalm 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Are you there? All right. Verse 13. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. So there is a lot of good prophecies for the seed, for the products, for the sons. That's why even today in Ghana, many, many ministers are having their children also becoming pastors and serving the Lord, which never used to be. But you are seeing it more. And even of my pastors, many, many, many of the pastors' children many of them are dedicating their lives to the Lord, and many of them are serving the Lord. Can you guys sit down over there? Hello? Over there. You sit down. There's space at the back here. Open the doors at the back, please. Whoever has closed the door, open the doors. And there's space at the back here, on this side, please. Don't struggle. And no standing. Everything fast, okay? Don't disturb. Sit down, please. Thank you. Wonderful. Good policies. Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Verse 25. I have been young. I've been young, and now I'm old. And I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You will never be associated with begging in Jesus' name. Amen. Shh, sit down. Now, begging is not only standing on the roadside and asking for one CD. Begging includes being a leader in a nation and asking white people to help. And making a budget that has a plan for somebody to give you gifts. Do you understand? I heard some people mocking a suggestion that was made by the Charismatic Bishops Conference to make tolls and make the roads and so on. So again, you can see that in 4 years from now, if you mock it, there will be no road between Accra and Kumasi. There will be no road. 8 years from now, there will be no road from here to Kumasi. Just 250 kilometers. Because we are beggars. We are beggars. Or from here to Takra. There is no country. You see, the first time it occurred to me was when I arrived in Tel Aviv. Once I arrived in Tel Aviv and I took a car, the car, taxi or whatever it was that was taking me, or the car. We drove from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, it took about an hour. You know, the same distance. 2 lanes, 3 lanes going. There is no developed country, you know, which doesn't have a road between the two important cities. There's nothing like that in the world. Only where beggars rule. And people who induce poverty on the whole nation, cast a cloud of poverty. That's only when such people are there that you'll be riding on sand and shaking and dust all over the place. Because the mind is the mind of a beggar. It's the wisdom of a poor man. You see. So I want to show you, begging is also planning your life based on gifts and handouts. Yes. Now, if you are a student and you are hoping for help, that is different. But planning your whole life, you know, planning what you are going to build will be from gifts and so on. Not only gifts, handouts, begging, requesting, asking. You notice all through this church, I don't ask for anything. There's nobody who can say, I'll go and ask you for something. I ask you, I need this, I need this. I mean, if I do, then it must be a joke. It must be a big joke. Even if you give me your car, I won't drive it. Because my father told me not to drive people's cars. That's what my father told me. And I followed that thing since I was young. He said, don't drive somebody's car. And I've accepted it. Even when I don't have a car, I will not drive your car. And even if you give me a very nice car, say, you know something, drive it yourself or let somebody drive it. You can't plan your life to be the way Ghana is run. Ghana has been run by men who can't lead. Men who are deficient in leadership, and the evidence is sitting there looking at us like magic is there. Has been run for 60 years. And the same way of doing things in 4 years will be exactly as we are. The kind of accidents that you have, where you meet a car, or even when the car passes, your car shakes. You see, it's not about driving in a convoy. It's about being an ordinary person. So don't plan your life to beg for bread. All your life. All your life. No. No. Begging. Requesting. No. You can't. And if you ever become a leader, or you are ever in charge of anything, or ever you are the leader of anything, always tell yourself, from here, it must start and finish here. Whether anybody helps us or not, we can do it. And you'll be surprised. God will give you the grace to do it. Yeah. You can't continue living as a beggar. Bishop Oyedepo was talking the other day, I was listening to him. He said he went to America and some American was asking him, you know, do you have any needs in your ministry? He said, I have no needs. I don't have anything I need. I have no needs. You can't go around from China to Germany to France to this, always show your needs. Even if I have a need, I shouldn't show you my needs. To increase my respect in relation to you, I shouldn't show you my needs. So you can't go around begging, even as a student. Any student who goes around, I mean, okay, you may be in need and you may need help. But if you are known as a person who goes around begging for money, asking for money, it will go against you with time. To go against you with time. It turns against you. And you see, people don't give much to beggars. People give more to people who are not in need. I mean, it's one of the paradoxes of life. You see a rich person, people will bring that rich person gift. The beggar, they'll give you one coin. I mean, he is the one who needs accommodation and so many things. But the rich man is rather the one who receives. So the more you show yourself as independent and not in need, the more people are attracted even to help you. The more you show yourself as, oh, please, I need something small for the boys. 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 Your boys are on the ground. The less people want to give to you. The Queen of Sheba came to see Solomon, who was the richest man in the world, obviously needing nothing. And she brought so much, so many gifts to Solomon. You ask yourself that, why did she bring such? Because she saw him as very, very great. So when you make yourself very, very small, it doesn't make people give to you. If they even want to give to, there are a lot of people who don't give to me because they feel they can't give to me. Because I'm above what they are going to give to me. Yes. People will give to you according to how you conduct yourself. And the children in this house must not make yourselves beggars. You'll never be a beggar in Jesus' name. Sit down. Yesterday, I was watching the news and I saw Komfanochi Hospital. I think they are having some problems. I don't know what problem they have. What problem do they have there? Some babies are dying, something to do with maternity block. And then I saw a block that was started by General Achampo. It's called what? Zion. Okay. A huge maternity block. It has been built up to the top. It has just, it's just abandoned. Is it not so? It's marvelous. And we'll go and be begging people for money. You can't even understand it. It's just wonderful. So, whether an official or unofficial or disguised beggar, never accept such a role. One day I was with some Americans and he told me something. American told me something. He said, American minister, pastors, he said to me, there are only two people from Africa that I've met who behave like you. Yes. He said, there are only two African men of God that I've met, yourself and another, but he mentioned the person's name. He said, the way you conduct yourself, you don't ask for anything, you don't want to. Even when you want to give, I said, look, we are not in need. We are not in need. If you want to give, give. If you don't want to give, don't give. We can't be God. You see them telling me, oh, when you are in America, when it's time you pass through California, I say, my friend, I don't pass California to do anything. You come to America. I say, I don't come to America. I don't have much to do there. If I have something to do, I come. I don't pass through. Listen, conduct yourself properly as my children, eh? Don't make yourself beggars. Bible students, all kind of people, don't make yourself into beggars. You are making yourself poorer. People will never respect. A beggar, you see, it is the people that are close to me, I have often taught them, give beggars enough money. One day I saw a beggar, I came, I gave him some money. I said, look, go home. Stop what you are doing. Go. And we pay our church. We look after beggars every month. We give a salary to beggars the whole of Accra every month. So it's not that, it's not that there are people that have to beg because it is something that will be there. And some of them, that is the work they have to do. But it's a job. It's a job. You will never be a beggar in Jesus' name. You'll never be a beggar in Jesus' name. His seed shall be mighty, and wealth and riches shall be in their houses. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Never accept it to be a beggar. Either a disguised beggar called minister of this or this or that, or president of this or vice president of that, or minister, deputy minister of whatever, is all begging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verse 29. Look at the anointing. I have found, verse 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his... God will beat down all your enemies in Jesus' name. I'll plague them that hate him. My faithfulness and mercy shall be with him. In my name shall his horn be exalted. How many were anointed at the beginning of this year? All these prophecies apply to you if you have been anointed. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Receive, you are higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Verse 29. His seed also will I make to endure forever. So you see, there is a blessing not just for one person, but for the person and the seed of the person. So it is when there is a big problem that people become eunuchs in the palace. They are in the palace, but they are eunuchs. Now I've seen people under my ministry turn into eunuchs. Financial eunuchs. Spiritual eunuchs. Fruitless eunuchs. When they should not have been eunuchs. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? They should not have been. How many people in Accra build churches, big churches, and walk away from the church and go and be in another church? And that one is also big. Can somebody please usher the people very kindly? You see the space at the back here on the left, space at the back on the right. You need to be thinking and use your whatever to understand, to just not disturb the service, please. God bless you. God bless you so much. On the back here, just pass through the back and go nicely, nicely. Okay? Small preaching, and then you are disturbing with a lot of. Now, what was I saying? What was I telling you? How many? Huh? No. So it means that there's something working. Something powerful and spiritual. You are tapping into that grace today in Jesus' name. His seed also shall be mighty. You are declared mighty children in the house of God from today. Now, none of you are allowed from today to be a eunuch in the palace. I will not allow it in Jesus' name. I will not allow it. And I'm going to show you passages out of eunuchhood. You are going to escape all kinds of three types of eunuchism. Hey! A businessman who has no money. A medical doctor who is sleeping in a nurse's quarters. A medical doctor who has no house to stay in. Whose car is not sparking. A lawyer who is sweating on the roadside, begging for taxi. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. A pastor whose church is not working, is not growing. No. You see, to be made a eunuch is to be brought to a lower social status. It's to be made fruitless. It's to be made somebody who's like a blessing where you are should have worked, but it will not be allowed to work again. He said, his seed shall be mighty on the earth. So the time has come. The time has come. Anyone listening to me speaking, your future is bright in Jesus' name. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 5. Now, before you go to Isaiah, I just want you to see the same warning in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 22. Find it. Jeremiah 22, verse 29. Oh, F, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, F, hear the word of the Lord. 22, 29, verse 30. Thus says the Lord, write ye this man childless. A man that shall not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper. This is the same, what Isaiah said. Jeremiah came after Isaiah. Jeremiah came after Isaiah, about 60 years after Isaiah died. Then Jeremiah came. And he came to give these warnings. He said, no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. Nobody. You see, these things, you will not know how it will happen. That is why you need to constantly be in church. Like I said, as you've come to church, it's not about Sunday morning. No. You have come to receive an impartation, a blessing that lifts you out of a situation and a state that you can't understand. And you see, if things have been difficult for us, it will be more difficult for you. Yeah. Because the world is getting more evil, more wicked. There are more wicked things and evil. Bible says, allow the wheat and the tares to grow so that at the end of the day, they will all be mature. So wickedness is going to be more mature and good will also be more mature. So that's what the wickedness is to be there. That's why terror is increasing. Evil is increasing. So you are going to meet more evil. And you need to grow in your spirituality to combat and counteract wickedness. If you joke with it, you'll be overcome. You'll be overwhelmed. You think your parents are not doing well, but you may not even do half as well as they did. So, that says the Lord. Write this man childless, a man that shall not prosper, and his seed, no man of his seed, no man of his children. No man of his seed shall prosper. It cannot be that people in this ministry cannot be millionaires. No. No one in this ministry owns a plane. A private plane. No one owns a bank. No one owns a farm. It cannot be. It means this thing is happening. Yes. no one has a big church, a mega church. When I have mega church that I'm handing over to my children, have this mega church. And the mega church, you see, I can see from the attendance and the income, it's the same or more. As I left, I said, Bishop Saki, be here. Then I said, Bishop Saki, move to the other side. Leave these guys here like that. It's the same and more. From the attendance, income, everything. Oh, yes. Yes. It cannot be that I will not have sons who also have mega churches and loyal people. It has to be. Financial eunuchs, when the church has prospered, we don't owe people. As we stand, that's it. By the grace of God. That's how your description will be as well. In the same thing. The same thing. That's what we call debt-free prosperity. Cash-free prosperity. Rent-free prosperity. Prosperity where you don't pay rent. Don't pay rent. Rent-free prosperity. Isaiah chapter 5 is the warning. You see, Hosea came, then Isaiah came, warning the people that, look, turn to God. Oh, turn to God. If you don't turn to the Lord, these things will happen. And they didn't listen. So Hezekiah was one of the kings of Judah who Isaiah spoke to. Isaiah prophesied in the days of Uzziah. He actually came into ministry when Uzziah died. And Uzziah was the king for 52 years. A good king. A lot of them were bad, but he was good. And after that, when Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord and came into the ministry. And he kept warning. He said, look, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And Hezekiah came and met him. He said, look, this is what's going to be if you guys don't turn away. And it's supernatural. When you go to Israel, God said, I will scatter you. When you go to Israel, I believe during our God will give us an opportunity to be there. You see the Jews. Jews. Look, there is no group in the world like Jews. Yeah. Everywhere. They are everywhere. So that's why Hitler hated them. He said they belong nowhere and they belong everywhere. They are everywhere and they are nowhere. We can't see which country they are in. When you go to Germany, there are plenty. When you go to Ukraine, I was in Ukraine, you know, one of the cities, they said one out of every four people here in this town is a Jew. One out, and LR is really LR. It goes there every day. They belong nowhere and they're everywhere. Everywhere and nowhere. Jews. Every country is carrying from. I flew on Austrian air, full. Swiss air, German. I was on Swiss air, full of Jews. There are more. British Airways, big, full. Yeah. And he said, I will disperse them. I will bring them. I will do this. And he's the only big, prosperous nation in the Middle East. So all these prophecies and reasons, you see, they are real things. And so you must grow up and believe. You must believe prophets. As I'm speaking, you see, people in the past, when I speak, they tell me, that's your opinion. So when you speak and somebody says, that's your opinion, you are not taking me as a prophet. No. When you say that's what I think, that's what you think. That's, obviously, I'm not a prophet. That's why you have become a eunuch in the palace. You can't produce what has been produced. You can't produce it. What has been produced? You can see that you are a eunuch in the palace. As for the palace you are in, but you are a eunuch. You are of a lower standard and unable to bear fruit, whether it's physical, financial, because we are bearing fruit. The fruits are everywhere. The fruits are everywhere. We can't even count our churches and our people. And you are in the same palace and declare that you're not? No. Yes. You don't even have a desire. When you are a eunuch, you don't even have a desire for prosperity. There's no erection. There's no desire to bear fruit. There's no desire to have. That's why you are made to bath queens. They're so docile. They want them to come. They look after them, everything. They are like girls. No desire for advancement. No desire for improvement. No desire to move forward. No desire to bear fruit. No desire to have churches. No desire to build churches. The other day, somebody suggested something to me. And I thought about that. What an idea. He was suggesting I should build a church somewhere in a particular town. I don't want to mention it here. And I thought about it. It's a good idea. No desire to increase the level of your giving. You have been giving coins, and it's like you are going to stay at a coin level. No desire to increase from 10 cedis to 20 cedis. No desire to, I remember times where I said, I want to be able to give cars. I want to be able to give houses. I've done all these things. I've done all these. God has blessed me to give all these type of things, all these type of seeds. Give a house, give a car, give another car, give, You are here part of the palace and you cannot achieve any of these. You don't even have a desire. My lack of desire, it shows that the eunuch thing has happened to you. Now, but is it not you say you are doing business? Why don't you desire to advance within the business into curse-free prosperity? I wish you give me the chance to talk about that curse-free prosperity. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So, my dear friends, we are moving out of eunuchhood. Yeah. Anyone, you see, when you are part of this church, you must be a soul winner. Yeah. You must be a shepherd. You must grow up. You must grow up in the things of God. You must grow up in your care. You must care for people. You must care about people. You must be involved. You can't just sit there. Oh, no, 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 no. Because the master key to prosperity is to seek the kingdom of God. You can't just come on Sunday, sit there. I've come to church on Sunday, so what? It's not a soccer match. We are not here to watch. We are all getting closer to God and getting more into the things of God. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah 5. Now, this is the warning, and I think we should just. Now, will I sing a song to my well-beloved? My beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. He fenced it and gathered out the stones, Isaiah 5:2. Built a tower, made a wine press, and looked for it that it should bring forth grapes. And lo, it brought forth wild grapes. Now, O inhabitants, I pray you, judge between me and my vineyard. What else could I have done? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. Like, instead of bringing forth semen, it bringing only urine. Yes. No seeds. Now go to, I'll tell you what I'll do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. And I'll break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. I will lay it waste, and it shall not be pruned, nor digged. And there shall come up briars and thorns. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. He looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. All right. Now, verse 8. Woe to them that join house to house. Verse 9. In my ear, says the Lord of hosts, of a truth, many houses shall be desolate. 10 acres of the vineyard shall yield one bath. He was saying, woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink. He was warning them. The harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe, they are their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord. Neither consider they the operation of his hands. My heart has always been on the work of the Lord. Always. It hasn't harmed me. It has helped me. It hasn't harmed me. But Isaiah wants, in Isaiah 5, you see, Isaiah is the prophet who told Hezekiah, your sons will be eunuchs. And his prophecies, all through the book of Isaiah, it was warnings about the coming captivity. He was warned, and then he also prophesied how it will be. They will arise and shine. Your light has come, and God is going to set you free again, and one day you will come back, and it happened. It happened. And it happened again. You know, that the Romans came and took them away, and then they've come back again. And it's like magic. You have to go to Israel to see. Yeah. You have to go there. You'll be there. Now, so Isaiah 5 verse 12 begins to show you the sins that lead to eunuchhood. They regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Verse 13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished. Their multitudes are dried up with thirst. Knowledge. Knowledge. Huh? My people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Knowledge is one of the main reasons for captivity and becoming eunuchs. Therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And their glory, their multitude, their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down. The mighty man shall be humbled. Oh, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner and waste places. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity. That say, let him make speed and haste in his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and not prudent in their own sight, and prudent in their own sight. Woe to you that are wise in your own eyes. It's time for you not to be too clever. Huh? You know me, I believe in God more than I believe in myself. Of course I should. Who am I? Those who invented exams. Initially, the pass mark was 100. Yes. How many of you would like to be treated by a doctor? Let's say the doctor is going to give you medicine. And you give a test to the doctor on the medicines that you should give for treatment. And he knows only half. And the other half, he doesn't know. He knows the wrong thing. How many would like such a doctor? But ask the doctors what the pass mark for their exams. When they do pharmacology exam, 50%. And it's very difficult for them to get 50. So that means that they are wrong half of the time. And they are called doctors. They are called graduates. 50%. When I first came to Lagos, the pass mark was 40%. My wife told me, you know, she was my friend. She said the pass mark is 40 law. I said, 40? Only 40? You see, it's like we don't know much at all. We have to lower the bar. Otherwise, Charlie, the high jump, it will be 100 meters. You just run under like that. Under jump. So it shows how little you know. Even those who claim they are educated, you don't know much. Half of the things you failed, half of the things you don't know. Even those of you who passed, if they bring that exam again now, you fail just now. You fail now. The same thing that you say you know, that you passed, you fail just now if they bring it. So it shows you how little we know. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Don't trust your own understanding. If you trust your own way of thinking, you'll not go far. You have to trust in the Lord. I can't see how seeking first the kingdom of God can lead you to have all things in the world. I don't see how. Do you see how? I also don't see how. Do you know NATO? I don't know NATO. I don't know NATO. I don't know much. I just know that I should trust in the Lord. So he says, woe to you that are wise in your own eyes. Everything you have an answer. Yeah. One day I was speaking to a man. He told me, that's your opinion. And he said, there are 200 opinions about everything. He said, yeah. He told me there are 200 opinions about everything. So what you have written in your book, he said, there are 200 other opinions about this topic. And so if you are writing a thesis, you must write all the other opinions to show that you know the other opinions, and then you say the opinion that you want. The book will not finish. Can you imagine if my book has 200 other opinions? The book will just give you headaches. Huh? When I speak to you the word of God, you say, that's what you think. That's how people have related to me for many years. When I speak, so that's what you think. Or that's your opinion. That's what you, well, maybe you have one. Oh, maybe you this, maybe you that. In your case. But that's not how you are going to be. You see, that's why we are teaching you to honor your prophet. Yes. See me as your prophet God sent to you to speak into your life. And you will see a difference in your life practically. If you want people to cheat you and to extort things from you, you can go and find. But you sit and listen. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Everything you have an answer back. There are some people you don't want to even counsel them. You say one word, they'll give you some retort. They will have an explanation for everything. Verse 22. Woe to them that are mighty to drink wine, men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for a reward. Verse 24. Therefore, as fire devoureth the stubble, and flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. So don't despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. Don't cast away the law. Don't be somebody that is painful to advise. Now, from today, you have to decide that I cannot be a eunuch in this palace. It's a glorious palace God has made for us. You can't accept to be nothing. No. Knowledge. It's a master key, as you can see. They despise the law of the Lord. So from now, you must not take knowledge lightly. Knowledge? No. All types of knowledge. All types. All types. Secular knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Let's start with secular. If you have to go to school, you must. You see, I don't want you to stay in this church and not finish the school that you have to be in. That's why when I see a male nurse, I'll send you straight to medical school. I can't accept that thing. When I see you, I'm commissioning you straight to medical school. And I have so many of them in medical school. Yes. Is it a good policy? Yes. You must finish your school. You must. By the way, that's one of the secrets of Jews. If you read a book about the secrets of Jews, why they are so, wealthy, why they are so prosperous. One of the secrets is they really emphasize education to their children. Yeah. The average Jewish family. You know, my wife met a Jew there during this trip. She was talking to one, and he asked her, what are your children? What do your children do? He said, oh, one is a doctor, one is a lawyer, and they are pastors, one is a pastor. She said, that is the dream Jewish family. A dream family of Jews is lawyers and doctors. Every Jewish family, they want lawyers or doctors with their children. Yeah. A Jew. No, that's it. He said, that's a dream Jew family. Yes, lawyer, doctor, pastor, I mean, rabbi. You may say it's a Ghanaian from Nigerians, but you see, Ghanaians and Nigerians in West Africa, you see, they are quite, if you go around, you see, yeah. Dream. Yeah. Education is important. Stupidity is not important. Ignorance is not important. Cannot help you. Your father had the best wishes for you when he wanted you to go to school. He had the best dreams for you. It wasn't out of nothing that he wanted you to go to school. It was his best dreams for you. Yes, you can't exchange it for emptiness. And it's worth taking one extra year and two extra years and three extra years. To improve your, I would rather employ a medical doctor as a pastor than somebody who has not been to school as a pastor. Oh, yes. Anytime. Knowledge. You despise knowledge to your own detriment. You despise it. You can't continue to stay with us and be a eunuch in the palace. You can't just have a vision, I want to have children. I just want to marry and just have children. And be an empty shell causing problems. Are you still here or you are leaving? Are you people listening to what I'm talking to? I'm talking to you. I'm telling you real things. Education is important. That's why our Bible school is 3 years, 4 years. It's not 1 year. It's not 1 year. It's not 1 year. It's not 1 year. And that's why you see people packing their bags and walking out of the campus. Because when you fail, you are gone. You are out. We are not producing idiots from the Bible school. Yes. It says, the fire shall devour them because they have cast away the law of the Lord and despised the word of the Lord. And the verse up there, which says in verse 13, therefore are my people gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. It's giving the reason why they're becoming eunuchs in the palace. No knowledge. When you listen to me preach, you can see that I know a lot of things about a lot of things. Or you've not noticed that? Yes. I know a lot of things about a lot of things. And God expects you to know a lot of things about a lot of things. You can't sit there with an empty head. Without reading. Without studying. Books are in front of you. You don't read it unless it's an exam. Therefore, my children have gone into captivity. When I was in Israel, you know, when you go there, they give you a guide, a tour guide. At each place, there's a tour guide. When the tour guide finished speaking, I just took her, I said, look, excuse me, let me explain this thing to the people. And I started to explain. This is here, this place is here, this is what happened here, this is what Jesus did, this is what happened. When we finished, there was one pastor, he had been there 5 times. He said, this is the best, it's now that he has understood. Yes. Yes. So, Listen, it's not about, you must have knowledge. Knowledge, the lack of knowledge makes people go into captivity. You shall be eunuchs in the palace. No way. When I say you shall be eunuchs, you say no. You shall be eunuchs in the palace. You shall be eunuchs in the palace. You shall be eunuchs in the palace. No, in Jesus' name, no. I want to see sons rise up in every field. From ministry to business to education, politics. You have to demonstrate knowledge, understanding. Yeah. Sit down. Can you just imagine? Supposing in Ghana we decided to inaugurate a 30-man committee. A 30-man committee to ensure that there is a road from Accra to Kumasi. Two lanes going, two lanes coming. And put $20 million on that committee. What do you think? But rather we have 30-man committee to celebrate 60 years anniversary and $20 million for that. Think about that. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking. That's how we think. $20 million to ensure that by 2020, two lanes will be hitting Takoradi. Two lanes. You see, these are big roads. People die. You see, some of you have not seen your relative die on the road before. We have church members. His mother went somewhere, just go for a funeral, then knock, kill. Somebody go here, this kid. I spoke about armed robbers. One of our children, our mother was killed, armed robbers on Friday. Killed, murdered. Murdered. We have two pastors in our church murdered by armed robbers. They will laugh. It's a way of thinking. But because we have no knowledge. Captivity. In every field. Yes, every field. Every field of life, you are going to be filled with knowledge. I don't want anybody to take reading for granted. Your studies for granted. It's not an upper school or upper church. No, real knowledge. That's why when it comes to Miss Ghana, they say, speak, stand up and speak. Tell us what are your aim. Why do you want to be Miss Ghana, Miss Malaika? Why? Then they start to talk. Then we start to see that. Look at it. Look at what he's saying. Most of you girls don't know that it's the way you speak that makes boys like you. Most of you don't know. It's the way you speak. You don't know. You think it's your face. You think it's your hair. Surely it's not your face. It's not your hair. It's the way you talk. It's what you say. It's how you speak. If I analyze different relations that I have, I realize the way people speak and what they say. Yeah. When you are empty, you have nothing to say. You're just visiting that. Yes, please. No, please. Yes, please. No, please. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you. Okay. No. Who wants to marry yes, please and no, please? You have no knowledge and you have gone into captivity. You have joined the prison of those who cannot marry. And you need the key to open you out of that prison and be set free. Eunuchs. In the palace, there's gold everywhere, but you cannot live normally. You cannot rise. You cannot have a future. You cannot do well. Eunuchs in the palace. He said, your son shall be eunuchs in the palace. This is my punishment for you. No, for you in Jesus' name. No. Do you know when somebody laughs at you, do you know that it's very painful? And do you know that, I'll tell you, do you know that you remember it all your life? Do you know that people who are grown-ups, they can remember when people laughed at them in school? How many can remember when somebody laughed at you in school? Like long ago. Yeah. Since I became a minister, a pastor, I remember all the mockery. It's like yesterday. When I wrote a book on prodigality, I remember the pastor who mocked me. He mocked. When I wrote a book on loyalty, I remember the pastors who mocked me. Yes. That's why I have between 15 and 20 million books published. Million. In different languages. I can remember them. Those are the ones that I know. And calculate it, 15 million. If even one book is $1. Yeah. And the new Macarius is coming out. It has 60 books. In it. You keep on laughing at knowledge. You keep on laughing at knowledge. You keep on laughing at knowledge. You keep laughing at knowledge. Yes. You'll never be a eunuch in the kingdom. Yes. All my daughters in the church, they were all married. Amen. Yes. Just learn how knowledge, how to talk. How to what? Talk. How to talk. How many will marry the daughters? Yes. Brothers, will you marry the daughters? My daughters are available. More weddings. The weddings will be in a queue. The wedding will be so many that we can't attend all of them. They said, it's too much. So a shepherd has to officiate for you because there are too many weddings. We just send a shepherd. Hallelujah. Today marks the beginning of mighty seeds. Yes, mighty seeds. Seeds. Yes. He says, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. You will not be taken away. I thank God that perhaps 90% of all those who have been in the church from the beginning are still in the church. Yes. It takes very few people have. It says, your sons, they shall take away. No. Satan has not been able to take away. Most of them. Yes. Most of the people who are bishops, they are not just... I remember one of the bishops. He was a nursing student somewhere years ago. One, a hunter. I just made a bishop, a hunter into a bishop. He told me, he described how he hunts in the forest. Yes. He's now a bishop. Traveling all over the world and doing the work of God. Mighty, your seed shall be mighty. And I want to see financially mighty. Because I am financially mighty personally. So I don't see why I should have seed who are financially eunuchs in the palace. No. Back to the verse, Isaiah 39. And they shall be eunuchs in their palace. They will be walking around. No money. No job. No education. No prosperity. No advancement. No marriage. Never in Jesus' name. Now, but Psalm 112. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. And delighted in his commandment, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. And the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, knowledge is the master key. Now sit down. If you want a church that has a very short service, immediately when we close, come for the list of churches. We give you a list of churches with short services. Even this one, we have a short service in the morning. But I just want to say this. I just want to say this. You know, the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife. Adam did what? Knew his wife. So, and she did what? She conceived. So, what it is that Adam had knowledge of his wife, which no one else had. And suddenly, there was fruits. When you receive knowledge that no one else has, then you start to have fruit that no one else has. Yes. That's what is called light. 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 So for those who have been eunuchs in the church up till now, God is about to give you, and he's giving you, but he has already given you, but he's giving you and expecting you to have respect. You see, it's respect. You don't have respect. That's why I said in Isaiah 5, because you have despised the word of the Lord. Many people will tell you, I mean, even my own church pastors, and they will tell you, we'll despise what you said. You are just talking. Yes. But you see, after years and years go by, it's not so easy to despise it. Because you have despised. Now, for those who have been eunuchs, producing nothing, becoming nothing, there is good news. In the book of Daniel, there was a eunuch called Daniel. And in chapter 5, he said that somebody came and said, there is a man in thy kingdom. There is a man. Daniel 5, there is a man in thy kingdom. You see, and this man, he has been a eunuch, no child, no prosperity, no breakthrough. But in whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost? And in the days of your father, light, light. Light is another word for knowledge. Light, revelation. Light, understanding. So when you see books in a Macarius, there must be some understanding about self, even to write a letter. When you type your letter, it becomes very small. Very small. The whole letter becomes very small. Yes. But there is a man. He said, you're not okay. Okay. But in the days of thy father, light, understanding, wisdom, even like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Hallelujah. Amen. And the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, made him the master of the Chaldeans and of the magicians. You will be declared a master of magicians and master of wicked people in the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. So, again, you can see the master key to your breakthrough is the coming into your life of light and knowledge. Never think you know what somebody knows until you bear the fruit. Yes. Yeah. If you are a woman and you have given birth to a child, the man who knew you, nobody knows what he knows. Yes, nobody knows what he knows. Are you still here? Yes. Until that child, that fruit is there, you don't really know something. If the woman marries again and another man has a child with her, then you can, the next man can say, I now know what the other man knew. I now know when you have a child with the person. So I now know what John knew. I know what John knew when you have a child. So when you are bringing forth the prosperity, you are bringing forth the churches, you are bringing forth the ministry, the books, the things, the buildings. I mean, you can calculate it in any way you want. It is still whatever you want, however you want to think about it. Yes. And by the grace of God, I'm still standing here.
Yes.
Amen. You are about to know much more than you've ever known.
Yes.
One day a lady got married, and then she said to her husband, after they had been married for some time, "My father and my mother never quarreled like the way we are quarreling. Our marriage is not good." So she came to see her father, and her father told her, "Oh, your mother and I quarreled more than the one you are describing. But only that you didn't know." So even as you are thinking of breaking your marriage, it's because you don't know what we knew. Yes. You don't know what we knew. So when you see somebody who has even stayed married for 20 years, he knows something you don't know. So when you know, you bear fruits. If you know prosperity the way I know it, you will be sitting in the midst of 72 countries with buildings and employees. And I don't need to work for the rest of my life. I don't need to. There's no work I need to do. I can just sit all my church. I just choose 5 of you to pay me for 1 year. I don't even need 5 churches. I have just like 1 church. Or cars. Or what? Fruits everywhere. From Fiji to I don't know where. Yes. Where are you? Fiji. Ah, that's, you see, look at, I have children from Fiji right there. Far. You don't know where Fiji is. You travel for about 30 hours flying. Yes. 3 days to come here. It takes 3 days to come here. 3 days. How many days does it take you to come here? 3 days. To from Fiji come. We go. You go from where to where?
We fly Fiji to Hong Kong, then Hong Kong to Addis Ababa, then Addis Ababa straight to Ghana. From Fiji to Hong Kong is 11 hours. Then from Hong Kong to Addis Ababa is another 11 hours. Then from Addis Ababa here is 7.
Wow. And how many hours do you wait?
From Hong Kong, we wait for around 12 hours, but not calculating about the amount of distance.
So you wait for 12 hours?
Yes, please.
In Hong Kong?
We just wait around outside.
And then you wait in Addis Ababa?
No, straight.
Straight. Wow. This man's from Fiji. Those of you who have never touched him, after church, touch him.
Yes.
His seed shall be mighty. Sit down. You are being blessed today.
Amen.
I said you are receiving an impartation. God is living, changing your level forever. You'll never be a eunuch after today in Jesus' name. There is a man in thy kingdom. In whom is the spirit of the Holy God. You see, it transforms your life. So even the name Chancellor, it has its origin from eunuchs, because some of the eunuchs, they became very powerful. Yes, it's like somebody who works, who helps, like some of the humble names that are given to big positions, it comes from the eunuch. That's the origins of the name. Yes. Work in the chancellery, work for the person, you serve a big person. Yeah. Light makes all the difference. Are you excited today? All barren members, poverty stricken members, spiritually barren members, backslide. Why do you think I made Ida sing that song? Hi everybody. I want to talk. She's talking to somebody. She's talking to somebody. It's all for somebody here. God is rescuing you. God is rescuing. It's not for nothing. God is helping. God is speaking to you. Every day, even the songs are speaking to you. Light and knowledge is coming in every way. Stand to your feet. We continue tonight. Close your eyes for a moment. If you are here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to change my life forever. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand and I pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to change my life. I want Jesus to change my life. I want to be born again. Lift up your hand. I see your hand. Yes, God is changing your life forever. Don't joke with this. Don't joke. I'm giving you an opportunity. Jesus is changing your life today permanently. You want Jesus to come into your life, change your life. Your hand must be up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Just walk to me here. Walk. Come. Come. Come.
Come unto Jesus. Give in your life.
Come. Come. Come and stand here. I want to pray with you quickly. Your life is changing forever from today.
To Jesus, let him have his way.
Come on, my friend. Come on to Jesus.
Come on to Jesus.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today.
God bless you. Come on to Jesus. Lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Listen, be very serious with God this morning. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus. I give my heart to you. Oh God, wash me, forgive me, cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior. From today, I pledge my life to God, to Jesus. Dear Father, please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am yours. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your right hand like this. Say after me, Satan, listen carefully. In the name of Jesus, I will not serve you again. Satan, from today, I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect myself from you. I will not follow you again. I belong to God and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands like this. Say, Jesus, I love you. I thank you. I will praise you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Now just speak to God by yourself and tell God how you are going to follow him. He should help you to serve him, to be his child, to follow him, to serve, to be his child. From today, from today, from today, you are going to follow Jesus Christ all the days of your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.